Welcome to episode 82 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. By the end of today's show, you will know the difference between think of and think about, understand why I find it difficult to sleep if I'm thinking about something, become aware of the ins and outs of meditation and how it can help, and discover the somewhat special skill that Alistair has related to thinking about nothing. This podcast helps you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy! Hi everyone, today we'll be talking about one particular verb and two prepositions. And this is always interesting because in English, sometimes we have a verb and it sometimes can be combined or have a collocation with a certain preposition. And I know that lots of my clients have questions and doubts about prepositions. So this is why we're going to be focusing on this particular verb preposition collocation today. And as usual, Alistair is here with me. Hi, Alistair.
Hi, Daniel. How's things?
Fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good.
Raring to go.
Again, raring to go.
Another episode of the podcast. I don't know where we are now. 80-something, I think.
Yeah, I think this must be... Yeah, 82.
82. So they, we're getting near the magic number of 100 in a couple of months, by Christmas maybe.
Maybe.
We'll have to do a special 100th anniversary episode or something.
That's right. Good. So today we're talking about one particular verb, and that verb is think, to think. Mm-hmm. And two prepositions, because you can think about something, right? And you can think of something. And it's like really difficult to know sometimes in these sort of verb preposition collocations, you know, what the difference in meaning is, right? And that's what we want to do today. We want to kind of bring it to life with a few stories and everything else, but really kind of make our listeners understand when they should be using one and when they should be using the other, right?
Yes, indeed. Well, I thought of using of. I thought of this as a topic for the for this episode because I had a session with a client, and they asked me that this exact question. Said, "Well, is it think of or think about? I'm not sure. What's the difference?"
Yeah.
So I had to very quickly in that moment, because I wasn't expecting this question, I had nothing prepared for it, to think of the answer to this person's question, which wasn't easy actually, because then you have to. I had to think about it quite a lot. So in fact, I think I did give them one or two examples of the first things that came to mind.
Yeah.
But then I said, actually, I need to give me some time to think about it. So I think I'll get back to you. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to research it because I think it's more complicated than I'm explaining.
Yeah.
And I'll get back to you. So, you know, I couldn't think of an immediate answer or a good answer. I gave one or two, you know, things that came to mind quickly.
Yeah.
But I said, look, I need to think about this a bit more. So I'm going to go away, think about it, research it, and get back to you. So there we sort of have the difference, don't we?
We do. You kind of given us a kind of really good scenario of the difference between the two there, right? Because initially you were thinking of something, so potentially...
Yeah, I had to think of a quick answer to give a reply to that question.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I couldn't think of all. I could think of some things that came to mind quickly, but I realized it was more complicated, and I needed a longer thinking process, if you like.
That's right.
You know, sort of think of something now quickly.
And I like that expression you used. I'll get back to you. It's like, because often people ask, you know, if I don't know the answer to something in English, how do I kind of delay the process as well? And that kind of expression is really great, isn't it? It's like, let me look into that and I'll get back to you. That's a really fantastic expression.
Very useful in work. Yeah, well, for teachers, obviously, when we don't know the answer to some difficult grammar question.
Absolutely.
Or we're not sure, and then we want to give a good answer. And a complete answer, let's say, not a partial answer. And obviously in business, at work, happens all the time. You know, people in meetings are going to ask you difficult questions, and maybe you don't have, you know, all the answers or the best answer in that moment. Absolutely. Or you just don't know, perhaps, and you don't want to say, I don't know. Yeah. I've no idea. You say, well, yeah, interesting. Very good question. Very interesting question. I need to think about that. Let me get back to you on that.
Yeah. And from that little story that you gave there at the beginning, it's kind of quite evident what the difference is, right? Because one of them is think of, so it's a kind of immediate process of you know, what comes to mind in that split second.
Yeah, quickly.
Causalita, right? Mm. Or you go away and you think about it, right? You go and do some research, some investigación, right? And
longer process, no.
Exactly.
And you have other synonyms like contemplate, consider. Yeah. Consider is maybe considerar in Spanish, no? Contemplar in Spanish.
Yeah.
So when you need to consider your options, so you don't want to make an immediate, maybe have to have a choice between some options. You've got to take a decision about something, but you don't want to just do it immediately. You need to go away, think about it carefully, consider your different options, and then give your reply to the question or to make your decision. No?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you've got the idea of contemplating, considering, a longer thought process where you need to consider the different options maybe that you have, or what is the answer to the question, do some research.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, think of, I mean, there are more differences. This is maybe there, but the basic fundamental difference seems to be this, you know, think of something quickly. So,
yeah.
Or think about it, go away. Well, I think I thought an example like in a meeting, the boss may say to a group of people there, okay, we've got this issue we need to solve. We've got this problem. Mm-hmm. We need to think of a way of solving this problem. We need to think of. So we've got to come up with an idea. However, I don't need to do it now because it's very difficult. I want you to go away from this meeting, go home this evening, think about it, and then try. And then when you have thought of the answer or the solution, let me know tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the going away and the thinking, taking time, considering, looking up the different options, that's the thinking about, no? And then when you actually, the answer to that question or to that problem comes to your mind, you go, oh, I've got it. You've thought of the answer. Yeah. That's the sort of when you've got the answer in your mind, no?
Yeah.
So there's an example about go away, think about it, think about the answer to this question or think about the solution to this problem, take your time. And then when you've thought of it, when you've thought of an answer or a solution, let me know.
Yeah. It might be an alternative as well. It might be like a brainstorming session, like a lluvia de ideas, no? And you might have
You have to come up with it quickly in the moment.
That's right. It could be alternative, right? So in that particular meeting, that the boss might say, we need to think of an idea in the next 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like absolute immediate.
There's no time really to contemplate or think about it. Quickly. Come on. Give me ideas. Throw me ideas. Brainstorming, no?
Yeah. Time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence, very important. So then, you've got to think of the answer now, or more or less now, quickly, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got to come, another phrasal verb you can use, it's not a phrasal verb. Our phrasal verb you can use here is to come up. Like, we've got to come up with an answer.
Yeah.
We've got to come up with a solution now, today, in this meeting, in the next 20 minutes. So come on, give me ideas, no?
Yeah.
So coming up with that answer quickly, thinking of ideas in the moment is think of.
Yeah.
Because you're not really, you haven't really got time to spend thinking about the problem. A few seconds, but it's like, no, don't tell me now. Go away, go home, give it time, think about it carefully, and then come back to the meeting tomorrow with your ideas. No, so you've sort of got there the difference. You know, think about something and think of something.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely good. And we were kind of thinking about different different contexts where this we could kind of demonstrate it in some sort of way, right? Because I always really believe that stories bring things to life, and that's kind of how people remember things. You know, it's either often through making mistakes, it's true, but also through stories. I think stories are really a great way to kind of cement things in your mind, right? And we were talking about and thinking about the idea that in many cases, or at least I've had the experience, that I find it quite difficult to fall asleep when I'm thinking about something. So, like, imagine that I have had a busy day and I still have a few issues to deal with, and I'm kind of thinking about them and I can't really relax. And then I try to fall asleep, but I'm still thinking about those things. And that is really annoying because then I can't fall asleep at all. I mean, it's just impossible.
Because your brain is still active, no? You're processing information. You know, you're thinking about things. All the things that happened that day or problems that you've been trying to solve. So if your brain is active and you're thinking about things, yeah, it's very difficult to fall asleep, no? Because really you need to empty your mind and disconnect, you know, and try to have as few thoughts as possible in your brain.
Yeah.
Relax your mind to fall asleep, no? I think, and the same thing happened, well, I think to all of us at some point. So I often, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and then I want to go back to sleep as quickly as possible, but I start thinking about things, something that's happened that day,
sure,
or a problem, or I don't know, something. Just thoughts enter your mind, you start thinking about them, contemplating, considering, and then your brain is active and then you just can't fall asleep, and you can be hours lying awake at night, absolutely, for hours thinking about often sometimes stupid things, not necessarily, you know. Sometimes it's useful because maybe you do need to think about some problem and find a solution.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just, you know, tonterias, as they say, you know, nonsense. Thinking about stupid things. You go, why am I thinking about this thing? I just want to go to sleep.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you know, having an active mind where your brain is working, thinking about stuff, and then you're not relaxing, or you're not disconnecting.
No.
And you can't sleep. Right. So, you know, I don't know if that happens to you quite a lot also. So there's two things. They're trying to get to sleep in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can't because you're thinking about things. Or you wake up in the middle of the night and your brain starts thinking about things and you can't get back to sleep. So two problems, if you like.
Yeah. And I suppose one of the key solutions to that is this whole idea of meditation, right? I don't know whether you've ever meditated, Alistair.
I've never meditated, so no, I don't know. I've thought about it, but I've never tried it. Have you tried it?
I'm still a beginner sort of in terms of meditation. I have done some, but not really very much. But it's an interesting process, that is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the idea is obviously, and we were quickly talking about this before we started recording, but I know that, you know, a lot of meditation processes, they encourage you to focus on your breathing, right? So that your mind is focused on something that is not your thoughts necessarily, but it's just like, you know, you're focused on that sort of in out breathing process, right?
Yeah, your physical body, no, rather.
That's right. That's thoughts. Right. Exactly. And the idea is not actually to kind of make your brain absolutely sort of empty. That's not the idea, because it's actually quite impossible. It's very difficult to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I think me and most people, when you think of meditation, you've got this idea of, you know, maybe it's a bit of a cliche of empty your mind, like don't think about anything. But you said to me before, that's not exactly what it is.
No, because it's quite difficult to do. It's quite difficult to do. So the idea is that obviously you focus on your breathing, you can, you know, helps you clear your mind. But when a kind of thought comes into your mind, you don't react to it, right? So you just see it like a cloud in the sky moving across, and you don't kind of engage with it, right?
Or analyze it or go further with it. You just let float like a cloud in your mind.
Yeah, float past like a cloud. That's right. So the idea isn't that you kind of completely clear your brain. That's not the case. You just like in obviously focusing on your breathing, but then, you know, as thoughts come into your mind, you're not bothered by them, you know. That's the idea. And you get better and better at that, of course. You kind of like, I'm not bothered about any types of thoughts, you know. It's kind of really interesting. It is very interesting.
And does it help? I suppose it to relax you, and
it does, yes,
disconnect
does.
From work and problems, and you feel calmer, more relaxed.
I think there's obviously a skill to it as well. You can be very good at it or just like a beginner
your mind or mind and body.
That's right Yes. absolutely
interesting.
So in that case, you're kind of, it is, again, we're talking about thinking about, right? It's always thinking about something. You're thinking about something because, you know, you can't go to sleep because you're thinking about something, but you're not thinking of something necessarily, right? You know,
something. You could combine them. Well, the examples we gave before. So your brain is active. You're thinking about what's happened that day, thinking about issues that have come up. So there's this, you know, considering, contemplating, going around in circles in your mind with whatever problems you're thinking about. But then maybe in that process, you think of an answer or think of a solution to a particular problem. And you go, aha, yes, okay, I know what I have to do. So, I mean, it could be a useful, I mean, obviously you're not sleeping, which is not good. You should be asleep and resting your brain.
Sure.
But maybe by lying there in bed thinking about a particular problem you have that you need to solve, you may think of the answer. So think of it as when you get, so it's the contemplation, the going round in circles, the analysing, what do I need to do? Why do I need to do this? You go, aha. And then when you have that sort of, the image of a light bulb, it's like in comics or whatever, a light bulb going ding in your head.
Yeah.
And you go, aha, I've got the solution. I've got the answer. Yeah. The problem is then you fall asleep and the next morning you can't remember what it was. It's very annoying. You go, oh, I thought of the answer to that question and now I can't remember it.
Because it kind of reminds me of a situation which for me, I'm always trying to think of different ideas, especially for content,
to come up with ideas would be absolutely an alternative, no?
Absolutely, whether it's the topic for the podcast or for my Friday email or whatever it is.
Yeah, and you never stop. So many things you have to think of. No?
I know. And the funny thing is that most of the time I come up with my best ideas. So I think of my best ideas, or I think of a really good idea, normally when I'm in the shower or going for a walk. You know, so I think of those. So those solutions come to me when my brain is much more relaxed, you know, in different sort of situation, you know. So often I have like a little book with me so that I can write something down, so because otherwise I'll forget it. Absolutely forget it. You know, it's really true.
So it's ironic, really. It's sort of when you, in the moment when you're least, when you're not thinking about it, is when you actually think of the answer. So if you start, you go, okay, stop thinking about this, what I need to do this week for my Friday email or the go for a walk, empty. It's a bit like the meditation, sort of empty your mind to a certain
extent.
That's
right. Yeah.
You know, concentrate on the fresh air, the looking at the trees, walking the dog or whatever you do. And then maybe you go, aha. And suddenly you think of, I know what to do. Brilliant.
Exactly.
So sometimes by not thinking about things, you maybe come up with or think of as a good idea, no? Or the solution to something.
Absolutely. Strangely. Absolutely true. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, we sometimes think about things too much and
we
just get more and more confused. And
We get more bogged down.
That's a very good expression, to get bogged down in your own thoughts, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a bog is a, I don't know, no idea what it is in Spanish, but like... like an island is famous for its bogs. No, it's like an area of land, sort of earth, land mixed with sort of water.
Yeah.
Whatever that is in Spanish. I did know the word in Spanish, but I can't remember.
It's like a swamp also. It's similar to a swamp, isn't it?
There's various names. I think they change depending where they are. So Florida would be a swamp for some reason.
Yeah, that's right.
Island would be a bog. So it's whether tropical or not, or I don't quite know what the difference is between a swamp and a bog. Maybe nothing, just depending where it is, it has a different name, but it's always basically the same thing. Or the Everglades in Florida, where you've got this, it's like forest, no? But with a low level of permanent water.
That's right.
With plants and trees and alligators in Florida.
Yeah.
You have to be careful. Not in Ireland, no alligators or in the bogs. So if you get bogged down, because obviously if you walk in these places, it's very muddy because it's wet, so your feet will just disappear. In fact, it's quite dangerous. You could actually, you know, be sucked in and drown. No, so if you're bogged down, it's like you're trapped, you're stuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't move forward. No, like if you were walking in a bog or a swamp,
that's not
a good idea.
So
you get bogged down in your ideas. You can't advance. You get more and more confused. And sometimes, what you need to do is clear your mind. Stop thinking about this problem.
Yeah.
Do something else. Go for a walk or, I don't know, listen to some music or read a book. And then suddenly you go, aha. And you think of the answer. Just comes to you. You know?
Yeah.
Like a light bulb. Ding.
That's right. That's right.
It's interesting how the brain works, you know, sometimes.
Absolutely. It's fascinating. So. And you were telling me a funny story before we started recording about the whole idea of thinking about something, right? And when suddenly, I mean, this actually happened to me a lot when I was a kid. I used to look out the window and not really think about much, or as you say in English, daydream. And I can remember my teachers always putting on my report card, although report card is a very American expression.
My report.
They used to say, oh, Daniel is still sort of daydreaming. Or still
he's
looking
a daydreamer.
Out the window. Yeah.
Gazing out the window, thinking about something to do with the lesson.
Yeah,
or the class.
I don't know. Yeah, no idea. No idea what I was thinking about.
One day, or thinking about your holidays.
maybe.
Yeah. So that's a typical question, isn't it? People say, "What are you thinking about?" So you know, a teacher in a class with some child who's obviously not listening, looking out the window. What? Hey, Daniel, what are you thinking about? You're like, sorry, nothing.
nothing at all. That's right.
But you are, but you were thinking about something, but you say, oh, yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to tell the teacher.
Sometimes it's difficult to recollect something. You know, yeah, or somebody interrupts
you really can't
well.
Remember. Yeah, you were That's thinking right. about something, obviously, but it was, yeah. you go, oh, I don't know, nothing in particular. No. Contemplating yeah. life, the universe and everything. Why
That's
are we here?
Right.
What is the point?
That's right.
So
That's
there's right. another idea about thinking about, you know, I want to sit by a lake looking at a mountain and just, you know, think about my life. So mm-hmm. contemplating my existence, you know, why am I here? Where am I going? So it can yeah. be this sort of profound idea and a philosophical concept, thinking about
yeah.
things. No? But my yeah. wife does it. So it's interesting what you said about the meditation. And I said, isn't it sort of emptying your mind of all thoughts? And you yeah. said, no, not really, not exactly. Thoughts mm. will come into your mind, but it's mm. the way you treat them, no, the way you deal with them.
Yeah.
But my wife often says to me, and I'm sure many people will be able to relate to this, she'll say, so maybe I'm sitting there like you in the class, you know, gazing into space, as we say, mm. or just yeah. looking at the wall, or I don't know. And my wife say, what are you thinking about? And I'm going, yeah. oh, nothing. So, no, what are you thinking about? Are you got problems? You look worried. Are you worrying about something at work? I go, no, I wasn't thinking about anything. She said, no, come on, you must be thinking about something. I go, no, I wasn't thinking about anything. And she go, okay, if you don't want to tell me, if you don't want to share your problems with me, then that's fine. And I go, no, really. And she gets angry and she say, okay, if you don't want to tell me. So she cannot imagine the possibility. So the way her brain works, now I don't want to say women because that might be a bit sexist and stereotypical.
Absolutely.
But let's say my life experience, some men, like me, are quite capable of literally thinking about nothing at all.
That's a skill.
You know, which is maybe a form of meditation. Maybe I'm
absolutely
realizing it. No? Yeah. Whereas in my experience, my wife at least, and other women I have known, so I'm trying to be careful not to generalize here,
yeah.
I never stop thinking about things. That brain is always active, always considering, contemplating. So she yeah. cannot believe that it's possible that your brain can just be empty and you're not thinking about anything. And I'm quite capable of thinking about nothing at all. I probably am thinking about something. So a bit like
sure,
meditation.
Of course. Yeah.
Thoughts maybe are passing through my brain, but they're like clouds, as you said.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going, you know, I'm just, you know, relaxed, thinking about nothing. But she
That's
gets
right.
quite angry going, because she thinks that I'm worrying about something, I've got some
sure.
problem, and yeah. I don't want to share it with her. And when I say I'm thinking about nothing, she thinks I'm lying and
sure.
she gets quite angry, sort of like,
yeah, yeah.
of course you can't think about nothing. That's impossible. So if you don't want to tell me, that's fine.
Well, next time that happens, you have to say that you're practicing your meditation technique, right? It's like,
yeah, yeah. I'm
just
trying not to think about anything and
yeah,
emptying
absolutely.
My mind.
Absolutely.
Or yeah, just invent something, as you also said to me. Just say, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do in the podcast this week with Daniel.
That's right.
I don't know about you. I mean, is this just me or are you capable? I mean, obviously, it is true. You can't think literally about absolutely nothing.
It is difficult.
It's a slight exaggeration, but it is really just a totally relaxed mind.
Yeah.
Sort of looking out the window, looking at the trees and... You know,
yeah.
it's a bit like meditation, in fact.
Yeah,
said,
I do think so. It's a little the moment that I often get that feeling is actually when you're traveling by train and you're looking out the window, and I just like seeing the landscape go past me. You know, just like looking at different things, not really thinking about anything. But I do, I do like traveling that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like not really thinking about anything in particular. But yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's a sort of a form of meditation. I mean,
yeah,
it's not as concentrated
absolutely.
As meditation, of course.
No, absolutely, yeah.
But it
is
a very relaxing state, yes, where you're not worried about anything, you're not focusing on any, it's not that thing where you're awake at night thinking and worried about stuff, no, that you can't get to sleep. It is so in fact that would be a nice way to fall asleep, you're looking out the window, not thinking about anything of a train, and you might, you know, suddenly find you've fallen asleep and you've not even noticed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're so relaxed, no, and your mind is not I suppose it's your mind not being busy. Sometimes
that's
we have very busy minds, no?
Yeah.
Which can give you a headache just thinking about so much stuff that we have to think about every day, no? What am I going to eat for dinner? What am I going to buy in the shops? What am I going to do? Or work, obviously, is another. So someday it's nice, just relax.
Relaxed thoughts, not anxious thoughts.
Not anxious, you know. Not stressed. No?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and then
that's
my wife will say, what do you think about nothing? And she go, I don't believe you. So to me, those moments where I'm just sitting in the house thinking about nothing with a cup of coffee next to me or something is a bit like what you said. Yeah, looking out the train window, watching the landscape just go by.
Yeah, no? Pass by. That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's quite a nice state, actually. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
So nearest to meditation I can get. I've never tried meditation, so I don't know. But so far in my life, that is my form of meditation, just sitting there thinking about nothing in particular.
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
No.
So we've covered think about quite a lot, but there are a few little details that we need to cover in terms of think of, right? Because think of is obviously when we're kind of more immediate thoughts. Somebody you know might be in a meeting. You say, okay, we need to think of the solution now, right? But there are other moments where we can also use think of, right?
Yeah, there's some other sort of meaning. Well, first, there is another meaning of like think quickly. Well, it's the same meaning when we were talking about maybe you're in a show with a magician and they get somebody from the audience on stage to do a trick and they say, okay, think of a card, any card, and you think, but don't tell me. No, so you just imagine in your brain, ace of spades or whatever it may be, queen of hearts, and then keep that in your mind. So, I mean, you're not contemplating, you're not thinking about, you just got a card or a number in your head. Think of a number between 1 and 5. In your brain, you think 3. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing more. Yeah. There's no contemplation or considering ideas. No. And then the magician will, at some point produce a card and go, is this your card? And you go, oh, wow, yes, it is. Or no, it isn't, which means the trick didn't work, which doesn't look good.
Yeah.
So that's another, which is the same thing. Think of something quickly, no? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we have other meanings.
We do. There are a few.
Where, for example, I don't know, your children maybe, I can imagine a situation where at Christmas or birthdays they get presents and probably a lot of very nice presents and they're complaining about, oh, but this isn't what I wanted. I wanted it's not the latest FIFA video game, it's the old one. Or,
right.
I didn't get enough presents, or I wanted a bike, not this. And you might say, look, think of the poor kids who don't get any presents for Christmas. Think of those children who have nothing in Africa, don't have enough food to eat. Or think of those children in the war in Ukraine who have no home. And, think of them. And don't be so selfish that you're just worried about, not getting the video game you wanted for Christmas.
Sure.
So, that's got a different meaning, isn't it? It's have consideration for, don't forget.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, these are all alternatives. So I want you to think about those children who are less privileged than you, who have far less than you, and, think about that. Oh, I've just said think about, but...
I suppose think about is, that's kind of works okay there. I mean, because you're slightly changing the meaning there. You either think about it because you're contemplating it, isn't it? Again,
first, just think of them, meaning... it's like, worry, like, don't be so selfish and have in your mind... Or don't forget, I suppose, don't forget there are other children far worse off than you in the world, much less than you, and you're in fact incredibly lucky. So I want you to think of, think of them. So take them into consideration. No?
Yeah.
But then you might say, and I want you to sit there for the next half an hour and think about those poor kids.
Yeah.
So then you're sort of, you've got to start contemplating and imagining those children.
That's right. It's a
and
different situation.
If you
situation.
Were one of those children and how terrible it would be. This is a longer thought process.
Absolutely.
So again, it comes back sort of to quick and long. So that think of the children in Africa who have nothing. And that's just immediately you have that idea in your mind and you go, oh, yes. Sorry, Dad. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I shouldn't be so selfish. And I want you to go to your bedroom and think about it. Mm. So that, take some time and process that thought. So you can use both in the same sort of conversation.
But again, there's a slight distinction, isn't there? Because the about is a longer process. It's a more contemplative process, right? It's like you go away, you take your time to think about it.
Your time to think about it and consider it. Yeah. The other one is just like, I want you, stop thinking, just thinking of that you don't have the bicycle you wanted for Christmas and think of other people. So it's a typical thing in sort of, religion and, we should think of others. Don't just think of yourself. No.
Yeah.
So it's, take into consideration other people's problems, their lives, and don't be so egotistical, so selfish. Yeah. So there's one other sort of slight different meaning of think of, no?
Yeah. And then we had one more, right? It's kind of like when you're maybe, and this is kind of be very useful for quite a lot of people because it can sometimes happen in a meeting or even in a presentation, right? Where somebody might ask you a question or something and you're trying to answer the question, but you can't think of something. And so you say, I can't think of the exact name at the moment. Well, I can't think of the exact name of that particular product or whatever it might be, right? So it's a fact of sort of recollection, or like you can't get that information.
So it can be a synonym for not being able to remember. You know? Maybe, so yeah, in a meeting where they're saying, so what was the name of that client last week you spoke to? And you go, oh, I can't think of his name. Sorry. So yeah, something doesn't come to your mind. It is again sort of immediate, isn't it? In that moment,
it is immediate related. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that name of or that address, or whatever it may be, somebody's email, somebody's phone number, somebody's name. So you know, we may say, you know, I had a very interesting client the other day. We had a fascinating conversation, but I just can't think of his name. So this person's name doesn't immediately come to my mind. So yeah, it's where you can't remember things, basically things like names of people. No? So similar to the original thing we said, but slightly different. It's a particular use of think of, no? So I can't think of somebody's name. I can't remember. And then this thing about, you know, think of other people. Think of those poor kids in Ukraine at the moment suffering. So you don't be so selfish, you know. Take other people into consideration, no? Don't forget them. You know?
Great.
So there's two slightly other different meanings of think of, which is a bit more, I think think of is more complicated with few more meanings than think about, which is fairly you know, you what are you thinking about, well what are you so it's consider, contemplate, you know?
absolutely
is a bit more basic idea.
Thank you, Alistair, that was really great. Just a really a good look at that sort of situation that happens a lot in English, because we often have sort of verbs and prepositions, right? And these sort of collocations. And sometimes it's very difficult to know exactly which type of preposition goes with which verb, and the change in meaning when you do change that preposition, right? And this is a very simple one. It's like either think about or think of, but, you know, just knowing that little difference between the two, you know, that in many cases, think of is much more immediate, think about is much more sort of longer term. You need to contemplate something over a period of time. I think hopefully through those little stories that we produced, that will have embedded itself in the brains of our listeners. And so, you know, next time they use that collocation, they're kind of much, much clearer about, okay, do I say about? Do I say of? Of course, this requires practice as well, right? It's really important to practice this. And maybe you notice that you actually make a mistake, but that's okay as well. That's fine. Just that you're aware of that mistake now. And so you kind of, next time you say, oh, now I have to use think about, or now I have to use think of, you know? It's really, really important.
One more thing, just to make it more confusing for people, is sometimes it means the same. And there's, so it doesn't really change that. Yeah, after all we've said, sometimes you could use either, and it doesn't really make any difference. And the example that I thought of was somebody would say, what do you think of my idea? Or what do you think about my idea? Really, there's no difference in that question. So you could say, yeah, I think it's a great idea. Or, yeah, brilliant. Or, no, it's terrible. So, you know, what do you think of this? What do you think of my idea? What do you think about my idea? In that case, there's not really any difference in meaning.
So just so people know that
sometimes they are interchangeable in that, in that example.
Good. Thank you, Alistair. That was amazing. Really enjoyable. And hopefully our listeners got a lot from it. And I will see you again next week. Okay?
Yeah. And we'll have to think of another topic to talk about.
I'll need
to go away and think about it.
Yeah, that's true. But I'll probably think of it in the shower, to be honest.
Yeah. Or in the middle of the night.
That's right. Anyway, amazing. Okay. Great. Speak to you soon. All right.
Pleasure as always. Cheers.
See you. Bye-bye.